Well, good morning, friends. Audrey, do you have like some new jeans or new shoes? Like you look some pep in your step.
I have new jeans.
New jeans, they look great.
Moni, would you say these are 92?
They're very acid washed. I feel like that's something that you'd see in a grunge video from the early videos from like Soundgarden.
Yeah, I could see Kurt Cobain wearing something similar if he was a mom.
Do I look grunge? Is that just showered?
You look a clean grunge.
Okay.
It's a good look. No, I just saw you walking down the hall today, and we didn't have a chance to talk out there, and I was just like,
"New jeans.
There's something going on here. She's new got jeans. A vibe. It's the new jeans vibe."
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
Well, let's get things going officially, Mahoney. Some good news and some bad news. What would you like first?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Well, you probably remember that touching story from last week where there was the man who talked about how his beloved uncle had passed away, and then he had taken his skeleton and he had turned it into a guitar, and he was shredding.
And it was really bad.
Really music. Awful, like, awful
I
music.
I said that if I died and somebody turned me into a guitar and I sounded like that, I would haunt them forever. Because his guitar playing was absolutely
You happen
atrocious.
To miss it, I do have it handy here, so just a reminder. Well, now, believe it or not, two Tampa reporters have questioned whether or not this story is legit, noting that this guy looks like a local punk rocker / performance artist / prankster who has a penchant for fooling local newspapers.
Oh, everybody thought that was funny, I'm sure.
He has not returned phone calls from local media since his interview, but said in an email that his story was not a hoax, and any reports insinuating otherwise are reckless, and he could sue them for libel.
My guess is that's not gonna happen.
In the Tampa Bay Times, one reporter said the dude purporting to be Prince Midnight bears a striking resemblance to an eccentric Tampa hat maker who calls himself Odilon Ozer. Ozer is listed in the Guinness World Records for having the world's tallest hat and longest acrylic nails. So,
do we know how large the largest hat was?
Good question.
Stories and stories high. I would give it probably 10 stories high.
See, I don't want a
very,
ten
very
high.
Extremely tall hat.
I don't want the tallest
like a dangerous hat.
I want the widest hat. Like, give me a wide brim. Ooh, like, give me
it's
like
called a house.
Like a fedora.
You would be
like
the
very wide brim.
Such an influencer, man.
That's
like,
right.
if you had a brim like that, look
how
out.
How would you keep your balance, Mahoney?
Don't ask these questions. I got
skills. Some core strength? Okay.
That's right.
He would just widen his legs really far. Mahoney just doing the splits.
Walking around like Yosemite Sam.
Why do you think cowboys walk like that?
That's
Dave?
Right.
Exactly.
You got to keep balance. Some good news today as well. Finland has come up with what they're calling the world's best rapid COVID test. It's a breath test. It can be done at your house in a few puffs in a handheld device. And they analyze your breath. The data is sent via mobile app to a cloud-based service that within a few seconds says whether or not the testee has COVID-19. That's the plan for the firm that's developing this this breathalyzer test. Doesn't it seem a little late?
No. Oh, they're trying.
I mean it's hard to come up with stuff like this.
But, I mean, the firm estimates it can start production this month by making 500 devices a week, which, don't get me wrong, like, 2,000 devices a month is cool and all, but
well,
that
it's
doesn't
for Finland,
seem,
not for us.
Well, but still, I mean, there's more than 2,000 people
true.
In Finland.
Well, maybe they can.
Their cases are lower, probably.
Yeah.
Too.
And also, the real question is, I mean, I love the fact that, you know, I mean, it could be important for things like airports and other travel
sure.
hubs.
Yep.
That would be a big one. But will it also be like, bitch, your breath stink, and you got COVID?
Ooh.
That's what I want to know. Like, you got some halitosis going on.
Do you really want to know, though?
Wouldn't you want to know if your breath was stanky?
I'd kind of want to know, but I don't want it to be like
put
certified
five,
in the cloud.
Put some five gum in there and be taken away. Which no gum like gives you that kind of feeling. Like
never,
even MDMA
never.
Doesn't like if that gum was laced with ecstasy, cocaine, and whatever they have in it, still wouldn't feel like that.
I mean, I'd try it, yeah.
I mean, I'd give it a chew or two.
Yeah, better than dentine.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Hey, Russia, can we not do this, please? I know that we're starting to come out of this pandemic, or at least we hope so, right? And now they're in the process, Russian scientists are in the process of trying to extract prehistoric viruses from 50,000-year-old animal carcasses frozen in permafrost.
Can we? Yeah, no.
I mean, the whole thing
that
with...
That seems like a bet. Have we never seen a movie ever again? Like,
Jurassic not Park,
even,
I feel like
not
is...
even a movie. I mean, just what has happened in the past year. I mean, how did COVID-19 get from animals to humans and the SARS virus make a jump? And many experts say that it's because of the way that humans interact with these animals and how humans will bring animals together that have no business being together. And all of a sudden you're mixing all of these ecosystems and... I don't know if you guys watched John Oliver this past weekend with all of the people that just love to go be tourists in a bat cave and get pooped on by these bats that are known to be carrying SARS virus. But the idea of unthawing 50,000-year-old animals, like a 50,000-year-old lemming, and trying to study its 50,000-year-old viruses and diseases just seems like a
really
bad idea.
That lemming is dead. Like, why? Yeah, man. I don't got nothing to learn from him. Old-ass dead lemming.
I mean, you don't have to talk trash about the lemming.
Screw that lemming. He's trying to bring like super COVID.
He tried to live his best life.
He probably jumped
off a cliff. He died 50,000 years ago.
You know that thing.
And today you are talking trash about him on the radio.
You know that video.
What are the odds
about lemmings jumping off cliffs if one of them goes?
Yeah. They're so dumb.
You know that's not real.
What? Oh, it's not.
The people who filmed that threw lemmings off the cliff.
The original viral marketing.
Like, yeah. Like, legit. They're like, look how dumb these lemmings are. And they're like, it was like the people back there just like.
Just chucking
interns,
them.
Throwing curveballs of lemmings off a cliff and just killing them.
Skyhook.
Kobe.
Yeet. Yeet.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. So, Audrey, you're not the only one who wants to buy a house and can't right now.
It's
mortgage rates are at record lows, allowing buyers to sometimes stretch their budgets. But the number of entry-level homes that are available to buy are also at record lows.
Woo-hoo!
causing home prices to rise around the country. Competition is steep. Homes garnering multiple offers and selling in a matter of days. At 1.9 months, the supply of unsold homes is at its lowest level since National Association of Realtors began tracking the supply of single-family homes in 1982.
Read that. Do you remember the tweet you read us yesterday about the rent versus mortgage?
No, I don't.
So,
I read that.
Yeah.
It said, I went to the bank and they told me I could afford a $900 mortgage.
Or couldn't afford a $950 mortgage.
No, I could afford a $900 mortgage. So instead, I'm paying $1,400 in rent.
And said you couldn't.
I mean, I read you the tweet, but yeah. I mean,
no, I got it in front of me.
You have a different one?
It said, I couldn't afford the $950 mortgage, so instead I'll pay $1,400.
Okay. Yeah. My bad.
But still.
But it's still the same idea, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, and it's so true. It's like, oh, thanks for the house question mark. I don't know. I just, ugh.
So it's just too tough. I mean, what do you...
Well, the biggest thing is the down payment, right? It's like you can put earnest money down. I mean, there's programs to help with down payments.
I did an FHA loan when I first got mine, but even then, you still need like 4 or 5%. But if you're depending on the area you're in...
4 or 5% is a lot of money.
A lot of money on an average house cost of $350,000.
If you're living on the West Coast, anywhere on the West Coast, the average price of a house is probably close to 3, if not much higher than that.
Yeah, unless you're in the Bay Area or somewhere right in the heart of Hollywood or something, right? Then it gets way, way more expensive. But I'm with you. I mean, the idea of having an extra $10,000 laying around is...
Especially after 2020 just happened.
Yeah, who's got a whole bunch of extra cash?
But
I did for
that,
like a minute.
I was going to say, like I say that and everyone apparently is like buying homes. Paying off their cars, paying off debt. I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't buy
all of the jeans.
That's
just your friends with OnlyFans. We got one friend with an OnlyFans who's doing that.
Dang, yeah, and she's loaded.
She's killing it?
She's really killing it.
It's, you just can't judge
her. Why did I want to talk in a microphone for a week?
Should have done something else with a microphone.
Gosh,
yeah, it's way more lucrative.
Jeez, ma'am, yeah.
So a South Dakota judge has struck down a voter-approved constitutional amendment that legalized recreational marijuana. Let me say that again. The voters approved a constitutional amendment that legalized recreational marijuana, and a judge just struck it down after the governor decided that they didn't want it.
Yeah, this is ludicrous. I mean, the fact we need a national reform, and I like that the president came out last night and said nobody in this country should be in prison over a nonviolent drug offense. They should be in rehab.
Well, duh.
That is like... That's what Canada's doing. It's what's been going on in Portugal for many years. Like, the fact that
Who do you know, and I know a decent amount of people that have gotten in trouble over the years for different drug stuff, right?
Yeah.
Who do you know that gets sent to jail on a drug charge and gets clean, and that solves their problem?
Yeah.
None. Zero for me.
Maybe, very few.
Maybe there's other people that have had different experiences. Me personally, not a single one. The first thing they always do, the second they get out,
go and find more drugs.
Is go find more drugs. Mm-hmm.
Yes, same. Because spending that kind of time in prison because of something like marijuana is a little ludicrous. And the fact that the governor thinks that their will is greater than the people's, I hope you. I hope your term is short and they vote you out as soon as possible or even initiate a recall because it's ludicrous.
Massively ludicrous, too, to think that we don't have drugs in our jail systems.
And like, well, they are.
It is there. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. So,
and the idea that, yeah, this is over marijuana. Like, I get if you were trying
heroin.
I get if you were trying to Portland, South Dakota. You know, it's one thing if you're like, okay, we're going to legalize everything. This is
They didn't legalize everything. They decriminalized. There's a difference.
Well, no, in South Dakota, though, they were legalizing recreational marijuana. Portland, they didn't legalize it all. They just decriminalized it.
Weed is legal there. Again, and magic mushrooms.
It's legal.
Yeah.
In Portland. It's supposed to be legal in South Dakota, but instead, like, Christy Klinger decided to shut it down.
We are at like half the states in the United States right now. And really, if you are if you're a law and order person and it's the rule of law. Like, there are tiers. Like, we have our justice system. There's like misdemeanors, there's felonies, there's different classes of each one of those. Like, drug offenses, real low on the list. Wouldn't you rather have your police officers not having to deal with, they don't want to deal with people who has
crime.
A joint?
Yeah.
Who would?
Nobody does. They don't want to do it. People who are smoking the joints don't want to be dealt with. Let them handle their jobs in a real manner where they could be the most effective.
Can you imagine not policing a cop who wants to like go bust some kids for a joint?
He's the worst.
The tightest butt ever. Like,
yeah,
he's
the same guy that loves tapping on windows with a flashlight and catching people hooking up at hookup points.
Because he's lonely and can't get any.
Leave me alone, man.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Andre. I'm going to Alaska with you. Bangor, because that's where I want to go. I've always wanted to go there. Used to have an obsession with Deadliest Catch.
Message deleted.
Was she coming on to you?
Yeah, she wants
to go
to Bangor.
Bangor,
Maine. Yeah.
Is it Bangor or is it Hanger?
No, it's Bangor. Yeah.
Bangor, no, Bangor's in Maine.
Oh, Bangor is Maine. You're right. Yeah. Is there a Hanger in Alaska?
There's also a Bangor in Alaska.
Okay, all right, yes. All right.
Coast to coast banging?
Yeah,
Bangor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a bi-coastal banger.
That's right.
I feel like Mary would be able to keep us warm. Like, I feel like her and I would say boozed up pretty well. Like, have like a bourbon coat on from day to day.
I just see, you know, like Alaska, like, I think it'd be cool to visit, but like living there.
Oh, hell no.
No.
Yeah. No, I don't feel like Mary would get kicked off the flight to Alaska because she'd be vaping on it. I don't know why I think that. I just feel.
Oh, Mary doesn't vape. She's smoking cigs.
Straight up. She's the one person still busting out the smoke detector in the
old school,
Southwest
man.
Bathroom.
Yeah. Oh,
please
geez.
Leave a message after the tone.
Does anyone else fantasize about leaving this busy world behind, just buying a health food store in like Vermont somewhere, spending the rest of your life there on a porch or something, doing Sudoku?
Message deleted.
No. That sounds
awful.
Sounds great. What do you mean?
Man, what are you talking about? You love being connected more than anyone that I know.
I mean, but like doing Sudoku, like chilling by yourself, eating organic vegetables.
Forever? For the rest of your life?
For like a summer.
No, for like a three-day weekend, maybe. Maybe.
Do I get to keep the Porsche?
The Porsche.
Didn't you say porch. A Porsche?
Porch.
A
porch. Sitting on a Porsche.
I thought that I was chilling inside my Porsche because I probably couldn't afford a house.
No, we had a 9/11 turbo outside of your health food store.
Snow?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Snow.
Okay, fantasy ruined.
That's what made it for you?
Yeah.
I want to go to Bangor with Maine more than I want to do that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I would like to take a moment to thank every single person in the world who held out hope and dreamt of this day for years, and now it's finally happened. Avril Lavigne is back, guys. She is back.
Message deleted.
I'll say this about Avril Lavigne. She looks the exact same.
Well, that's because it's not Avril Lavigne.
Oh, it's the dead one.
Avril Lavigne died. Everyone knows
Jessica
this.
Or whatever her name is.
Yeah, and then Jessica is in her place. the tragic accident, and Chad Kroeger didn't mourn her properly, which I think is garbage. But no, Avril Lavigne is back, and
it's so good.
Is she still with Chad Kroeger? Or they get divorced?
No, they got divorced. And I'm joking. Like, she didn't actually die, but there was like a long-standing internet rumor that she died, and there was a body double.
Can we go back to those type of internet rumors rather than like the ones we have now? Because the internet, the conspiracy theories that exist now, horrible. Like,
well, they're not funny. They're not
frogs gay.
That's not funny about that.
Avril Lavigne was replaced. You know, same thing with Paul McCartney. Same thing. Like, those are the ones. That, like, can we go back to those conspiracy theories?
The death of a celebrity.
No, like they. No, Paul McCartney was replaced, and so was Avril Lavigne. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Elvis is still alive, and he's on an island somewhere with Tupac. I mean, that's way funnier than QAnon.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
Well, chalk this one up as an oops. A major study of more than a million people has fired a warning shot over the dangers of partying hard in your 20s. It raises your risk of heart problems later in life by 9 times.
Oh, boy.
The link was even more pronounced amongst women, interestingly. For those who regularly use 4 or more substances, the risk was 9 times higher. The study found that cocaine users were almost 2.5 times as likely to have a premature heart disease, while amphetamine users 3 times as likely. Wait a minute. So being a coke user is better than being an amphetamine user?
Well, yeah, of course.
I'm not talking about methamphetamine.
Well, I was going to say amphetamine is like Adderall.
Still, I
mean, and we've been drugging the kids since like 91.
Adderall is just basically legalized speed.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's exactly
that we push on kids in order to concentrate better in school.
But because it comes and I mean, just abusing it too.
It's like, for sure.
Yeah. The figures for cannabis and other drugs was more than 2.5 times. Smokers nearly twice as likely to suffer from premature heart disease, while the figure for drinkers was about 50%. So, yeah,
50% for drinkers. Yeah. Well.
No, I mean, that's half, right, compared to 2.5.
But half is still a lot, considering, you know, like most of the time, the old thing was like, if you stop by like 45, you'll be all right.
So the way the percentages work, does this mean if we've done all of these things, we're 100% going to die?
What if I did all this and I'm still? So
you did.
Interestingly, maybe a related story, pot use is going up amongst teenagers, and they're saying it's partially because it's legalized for adults, which is the most duh story ever, because of course it is. It's like saying that teen drinking went up because it wasn't prohibition anymore.
Yeah.
When the parents have a liquor cabinet full of booze, the teenagers are probably going to find ways to drink, and if there's legalized marijuana and it's a lot easier to get.
When marijuana was illegal, we were finding ways to get a hold of it.
Right.
You know? And it was dirt ass weed.
Shake.
Hanging out with Joe in a bootleg apartment with only a lazy boy in there.
Some guy named Chad who makes you smoke him out. And you're like, man, I can only make one good joint out of this.
Also, like, you always see him, like, he's the one who's like, let me fix that. And then he licks it, and you're like, I don't even want to smoke that now.
And, like, it wasn't even like a lick. It was like a flate.
Yeah. It looked like a basset hound drinking out of the toilet bowl.
I hate it. So true.
So scientists from the University of California, San Diego, have created blobs of brain tissue that have been genetically modified to carry a gene that belonged to Neanderthals. Neat. The research is at a very early stage, but we're creating. Why are we making Neanderthal? Do we really need that? Can't we just?
I think so, because I feel like a lot of us have regressed
in
the information age. So maybe some Neanderthal brains may help us out there.
Isn't it amazing that in the information age, when we have access to everything, because it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was in our lifetimes when if you didn't know the answer to something, you would just have to sit there
and debate it.
And argue with your friends about it drunkenly at a bar.
Somebody go get an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, like, somebody has to go get the World Book and bust it out.
What? I hated whenever my parents would make me go and get something. Like,
you know how much money
look it up.
You know how much money they spent on those World Books?
My parents bought one of those sets of the World Books, which was just a giant car. Encyclopedia set. But because they spent so much money on it, they would make us all read an article out of it every single day before we could go outside and play. And so I hate World Books so much because of that.
Well, you've got the Who Got the Last Laugh now. Where are they now, Dave?
The World Books?
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, think if you were a door-to-door encyclopedia salesman.
And then Google comes along and just ruins
everything.
You thought
they made bank? Really?
Yeah, commission on those.
I feel like vacuum cleaner guys were way better.
No. Who ever bought a vacuum from a vacuum sales cleaner guy?
Those old-school vacuums?
It was the two guys that killed it. The Encyclopedia dudes and the Cutco guys.
Yes.
Those people.
Cutco's still going strong.
Ian, don't you work for Cutco?
My sister used to.
Sister used to, that's what it was.
Are those knives any good?
No, they're not.
Are they not?
I don't know.
It's an MLM.
I don't know, man.
Allegedly.
I got Hinkles at my house.
Say, you're messing up your sister's the side hustle.
Yeah, she's fine. It's okay. She's moved on to bigger and better things, I think. She's
essential areas now.
Yeah.
Son of love it. Mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Unfortunately, both of you have dirty minds, and that makes this particular game a lot trickier. There's nothing dirty being said in any of these clips at all, but because of some strategically placed bleeps, sometimes it's hard to figure out what's actually being talked about. I've got three clips for you. You guys are going to ring in by saying your name whenever you think you know the correct answer. I'll give you the setup for what it could be, play you the audio, and then give you a multiple choice. Again, ring in at any point that you want, but you have to make your guess right then and there. Whoever gets more correct out of the three is going to be our winner. Are both of you ready?
Yes.
Okay, if you get one right today, you'll hear the screaming eagle of success. If you get it incorrect, it's the disapproving pony. Here we go with number one. This is Dr. Fauci, and you're trying to figure out what is the dating term that they are referring to.
There's actually a term in dating now called f***ing someone. Do you know what that means?
No, what does it mean?
It means cutting off a if you don't think that that other person is serious enough about f***ing and taking the f***ing seriously. Like, oh, I f***ed that guy.
I'm going to f*** you.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Anthony. So
Tony.
Is that term A, Fauciing someone, B, face masking someone, or C, vaccinating
Mahoney.
Someone? Mahoney.
I'm going to go with Fauciing somebody.
It is Fauciing somebody.
Never have I ever. I feel so unhip right now.
Well, yeah, you're not dating, so yeah. I mean, you're married. And
true. Don't know the terms. Thank goodness.
We are out of the, I'm glad that I have not been Faucied. I mean, but give me enough booze, I'll try it.
But I still don't get the correlation. So it's vouching someone is whenever you cut someone off
because they don't take the coronavirus seriously enough. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Weird. Okay.
So this is a viral song, and you're trying to figure out what they are sucking on.
Oh no.
Jesus.
Sucking on a. 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 Sucking on a
I don't even.
So what are they sucking on? Is it A, ice cream, B, chili dogs outside the Tasty Freeze, or C, popsicles?
Mahoney. It's got to be chili dogs.
For the win, yes.
Of course it is.
What?
Do we have the unedited?
Have you guys heard this yet?
No.
Oh,
it's
so funny.
So it's just some guy that recorded this in his closet.
I mean, to the Jack and Diane, obviously.
Yeah, and does all, here you go.
Sucking on a chili dog. 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 Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
This guy's a good singer.
Hell yeah,
he is. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on.
I mean, that is a jam, but the edited version is so much better.
Sucking on a. 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 Sucking on.
Beautiful, Ian. Beautiful editing there.
Just so perfect.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the girl that put the Gorilla Glue in her hair has been all over, and am I the only one that doesn't fully understand why this was such a big news story? I mean, there's just some chick who just put some Gorilla Glue in her hair, which was a really dumb move.
Because it's a permanent adhesive. Well, so it was supposed to never come off and never come out.
But it did.
Yeah. Well,
by a surgeon.
And the reason why she's back in the news now is because she's actually taking all of the $20,000 that she raised on GoFundMe, and she's donating it to a nonprofit that's run by the doctor who saved her hair.
Awesome.
I mean, yeah, cool.
I think that this is cool because, for one, people thought that she was just doing it for clout and that she was just going to use the GoFundMe for herself.
Right.
And now she's like, wait, hold on, no.
But is
thank
she still,
you, and just she's using it as an act of kindness and was able to get her hair fixed.
Is she still threatening to sue Gorilla Glue? Because that was part of the story, too. You guys remember that? Where she was saying she was going to sue them for not putting a warning, like, don't put this in your hair. You're like,
that's the, you know.
That was the thing that I was kind of like, man, what are you doing? Like,
why?
It's just common sense. I don't know. Speaking of things that you see online that you don't always believe, fake Amazon reviews are being sold online.
I
don't know why this is really a story. I mean, BBC is the one that did a story on this, but a consumer group found that 10 websites are selling fake reviews for about $6 each, and they'll go on there and they'll write positive reviews and highly rate your product, even if, of course, they never bought it or used it.
Are you going to tell me that people buy their likes on social media too next? Is that, tell me, because if that's what's going on, I don't know what's happening anymore.
It's one thing if people are buying their likes on social media, right? It's like, okay, they're doing that to make themselves feel better, right?
No, they're doing that to try to...
Or to appear more popular than they actually are. Free stuff, whatever.
It's garbage.
But like the fake Amazon reviews, I think, are more tilting because you're just lying to potential customers.
But they do that on Yelp, too.
I mean, I think that's garbage as well.
All of it. All of it is. They can't believe anything.
Yeah.
What blows my mind...
Or Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Is that some people don't know that.
Goonies rated 60%.
Come on, man.
What are you doing?
That's all I had.
What were you going to say?
That was it.
Oh, that was it. Okay. Product reviewers are offered small payments ranging from a couple of dollars to more than $15. Along with free or discounted products, and they can even take part in loyalty schemes and earn themselves premium goods from children's toys to exercise equipment. They said, after doing this study and this story, if BBC said, how do you avoid fake reviews? You have to be skeptical. This is probably your best weapon, especially if there's an unusually high number of reviews on one product compared with others in that category.
Also, go to like Google or go to another like ratings website or something like that, and then look. Because if it's only got like 30 reviews on one, and then it's got 800 on the other, like, yeah, there's definitely something funky going on here.
I only go to the reviews and trust the reviews that have pictures attached.
Yep.
So, like, I won't buy it if I can't see, like, there's a person with holding this tub of toothpaste in their hand.
Because, you know, the $10 review or the $7 review you can buy online, they're not doing...
It was great.
Yeah. So do you guys remember the story about the Australian guy, the fugitive, who was busted by a pair of fishermen? He was naked in a croc-infested mangrove last month.
A mangrove? Is that like an area just full of like
swamp,
naked
essentially? Mangrove. Just a bunch of naked dudes in there.
No, but there's like a
couple of guys out there.
They're down under.
They were out there fishing, and they find this guy swimming around in this mangrove where there's crocodiles and alligators, and they're like, hey, man, what are you doing? And he asked him for a beer, and they're like, all right.
They gave him a beer.
Well, turns out we know a little bit more about this situation now. He was in court, and so he was having to explain why he was in that mangrove to begin with. And he said that he just simply got lost on his way to a Tones and I concert.
Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me, oh.
That guy was like 60.
Yeah, he was pretty old and pretty leathery, too.
He looks 60. He was only 40 years old, but he was just very, very, very leathery. Either way, he pleaded guilty to breaching his bail and booking a flight under a false name. It was a flight that he never made because somehow along the way, he cut off his ankle bracelet, took off all of his clothes, and got stuck in a mangrove where he got discovered by fishermen.
And he was on his way to a Tones and I concert.
That's what he says. And his defense lawyer, doubling down on the stupidity here, said that his client should not be punished any further because he was punished enough for his offenses as a result of his uncomfortable stay in the mangrove.
So could he not think of any other Australian band like Men at Work, didn't he? Like, I was going to go see Men at Work. Like, I would have been like, okay.
That's not a bit of reference since like the 80s.
Men at Work.
Yeah.
I mean,
Safety dance?
Somebody broke his stride.
We can dance if you want to.
Was that Men at Work?
I think so.
No, I don't think so.
No, that was not Men at Work.
I don't think so. I
forget who sang
Men
that
at Work
one.
Was...
Wait, how does it go?
From a Land Down Under.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Yes.
Is that one?
Let's just say AC/DC.
AC/DC.
How about just AC/DC?
That would make more sense.
Those tickets are expensive, though. I got that kind of... I got AC/DC money. I'm sure he doesn't either. He had an ankle bracelet on.
I mean, it seems like a bad time to be lying about going to a concert.
Crowded House. They were Australian, though. Ooh. Their lead singer was from New Zealand, and
Who is Crowded House?
They sang a song.
They sang a song.
Mahoney doesn't even know.
You don't even know.
They sang a song. I was talking about it the other day.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the David Mahoney Morning Show.
You were talking about Crowded House the other day.
I was.
Which that
and they
of
sang
itself,
a song.
I give one star to.
Crowded House.
What's the song? Hurry. Oh, my God.
8 seconds.
Oh, God.
Don't dream it's over.
Don't know it.
What?
Classic.
You're the worst.
David Mahoney. That was the 2 minute promise. We never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time. Now, back to the show. Alt 107.5.
So what is that thing that you do for your significant other? Because we all do it, right? And maybe it's a one-time thing. You're like, all right, babe, I'll do this for you once, but you know I'm going to hate it. Or it's something that you regularly do. I'll give you an example is my wife, you know, she likes the family pictures. I don't know if you guys have to do that. I mean, Mahoney, you take holiday pictures, right, with your wife?
Year. Yeah.
But, you know, we've got three young kids.
It's so much harder.
It's way harder.
To do with
but it's
kids.
Also, I think, you know.
It's important.
It's more important because you get to see the progression of how they're getting older. And also, like, my wife likes to send.
Oh, my life doesn't matter because I don't have kids yet, Dave. Thanks.
No. Even after you have kids, your life
my
doesn't
womb
matter.
Is
barren. Yeah. What?
I don't know.
No, the idea that, you know, having young kids, you're right, makes it harder. Yeah. But my wife also makes it more complicated because of the outfits that she forces me to wear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't wear, like, excessively baggy clothes or anything.
Nut-hugging khakis?
But she specifically has these nut-hugging khakis that give me a mammal toe.
They're skinny jeans. Skinny jean mammal toe khakis.
It reminds me of when I was in jail, and they gave me a jumpsuit that was too short,
mm-hmm.
and, it, like, the seam went up
it's,
in between the jumpsuit.
It's like the worst wedgie of all time.
It's a front wedgie.
Yeah.
It gives you a mammal toe,
that's
but
right.
She forces me to wear them every
they
single
look good.
Time.
They look good.
It looks good in the pictures, but yeah.
And to be fair, she did, you know, you've got a new son. This is the first year of his Christmas photos.
Yep.
You did match.
I mean, I was like,
that is cute.
Even if you want me to wear suspenders, I'll wear suspenders. Like me and my little boy
so
get to wear. Yeah, it's again, it works out.
I'm glad you didn't make you do bow ties
throughout the entire. Yeah, that's too much. Throughout the entire like photo shoot, I just hate it so much, and especially because the photographer that we have always wants
bend
me to
over
like
and pick up the kids too well, and stuff.
She always wants me to like squat down next to the kids, and I just know that at some point,
it's rip.
Yeah, and just it's gonna be just
gonna rip.
Junk everywhere. It's gonna
oh,
be terrible.
Yeah. If it's not your, oh gosh,
Mahoney can edit that out though, right? If he's got too much of a bulge, if he's bending over, like,
oh,
well, you
no,
can
it's,
that,
no,
right?
No, it's never too much of a bulge.
No, when I do Dave's family's photos, he pays me extra.
Could you add, can I borrow a sock or something?
That's why his wife doesn't hire me anymore.
This one got texted over to us at 833-YO-DUMMY. My boyfriend absolutely still loves Pokemon. He plays the game and collects the cards, and I will sit there and ooh and ah when he opens a new pack of cards.
So
isn't that so supportive and nice?
Well,
that is so
we've
nice.
Seen this like with baseball cards, football cards, Pokemon and Magic the Gathering cards have gone crazy online. Over like these videos, these opening videos where people are paying like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
That's become a big
box.
Thing. Yeah, I mean.
It's crazy.
The unboxing started with like higher end electronics, and when somebody would get like an American Express black card,
yeah.
It was like really exclusive stuff. And now it's just like baseball cards.
Well, it's the Pokemon ones.
But the Pokemon
are
ones
insane. Like
super
if you find a
yeah.
Series 1 holographic Charizard, it's worth like $75,000.
I am surprised that you even knew that.
Well, I've watched those.
Also, the people
I got sucked in. I don't know why.
Can't the companies that print those just print more?
Well, that's not Series 1. It's not the original. Like, I mean, okay. That's the same thing with like Michael Jordan. You know, like,
yeah.
Why is his rookie card worth as much as it is? Because it was printed 40 years ago.
This one texted over to us. It just says everything. That's what you do for your significant other. How about ordering weird-ass things from the drive-thru and then having last-second substitutions and changes to your order? It drives me insane.
Wait, are you talking about last-second changes at the window? Because if you're doing that for your significant other, you are an enabler, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, he said, drives me insane. I plan the order to go through the drive-thru and mm-hmm. want nothing unexpected. And then I also make my wife come out of the garage to work on my Camaro with me. Wait, so are you the one that changes the orders? No, you're the one that doesn't want the order changed.
So,
and so in response, you make the wife come out into the garage to work on the Camaro with you.
Let me
respect.
Let me ask you guys this. When you are at a drive-thru with your significant other and you are both getting something from there and you're both in the front seat, do you each individually order? Like, do you shout across them if you're in the passenger seat?
I prefer it.
Because I feel like they're going to mess it up.
Well, yeah, I don't.
I have a specific way that I order.
Well, so you shout across.
If I'm
if
not.
She's driving.
Because usually if we're both getting fast food, it's because I'm drunk.
Drunk. Yeah. That makes sense.
And I'm not driving.
Yeah. I don't want the responsibility of something being screwed up and then it being put on me.
No, the last time that I had Andrew order something for me, my husband, it was we were going through a drive-through and he was so mortified. But I had him order it specifically because I knew he would be mortified. That I had him order like a extravagant, very dramatic, like it was like pumpkin spice latte season or something.
Oh no!
And he was like, "You just made me a grown ass man."
Order a skinny frappe, vanilla, extra cinnamon, soy. Spice latte.
Oh.
With sprinkles.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So what is the thing that you do for your significant other that you would never probably choose to do on your own? Anthony said, pretty much going and seeing her family.
Oh,
man. If you hate their family, oh, it's so bad. Fit also, Anthony, I don't know if you should put that on Facebook.
No, he wants them to see that. I'm lucky that like I've never dated somebody seriously where I hated their family.
Yeah.
Like that is, I don't think I could be in a like a super long-term relationship with somebody if like, their relationship was like they had to go. We had to go see them all the time or on a regular basis, and I hated them. I feel like that would strain a relationship to no end.
I don't even think that I would be able to continue a relationship with someone who didn't like my family. You know what I mean? Like that's a
my
break.
My mom is wonderful. Breaker. You don't like my mom? I don't like you.
No, just mom and dad, though, right? Because my girlfriend has, like, a cousin named Chad who I just can't
cousins,
stand.
Cousins suck.
If it's a cousin named Chad, you, I don't think, legally are allowed to like him.
No, he's a mechanic.
Oh, Chad the
mechanic. Well, he's not really a mechanic. He owns the mechanic shop.
Yeah, he's
one of those. And does he not fix your stuff?
No, he lives in Wisconsin, first and foremost. But,
But would he if you lived there?
I wouldn't let him.
Oh.
I wouldn't let him. No.
Jamie said, anytime I cook for my honey, I despise cooking, but he loves my food and is always so appreciative when I actually do it.
I like that.
That's really nice, isn't it?
I hate cooking, too, though.
But what? Also, what?
Yeah.
Mr. All I do is post videos of me cooking.
I mean, I gotta mix up my Topo Chico stuff, you know? I can't make it look like I'm just a total
Wait, the
show.
Only reason you post all of these multi-camera angle videos of you cooking is just so it doesn't become too much Topo Chico on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Boy, you're exhausting on a whole new level.
that video of the mac and cheese, though, was really, really
That mac
nice.
And cheese looked good.
Dude, my girlfriend called me mac and cheese in bed last night. It was that good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or was it
that
bad?
Ian, thank you.
Somebody named Mac, sorry.
Ian, you went on a horseback ride for Valentine's Day.
She surprised me with horseback riding. And that's how I responded to it when she told me we're going.
You surprised me with horseback riding?
Yeah, I was so hungover, too. And my horse's name was Elvis. And believe it or not, I loved it. But my backside hurts so much right now. It's like the bottom of my butt. I don't even know
what the interior of your thighs.
Oh, the interior is all good. I'm like steel there. But again, my butt just hurts so much.
So different problem from Mario. He said also got duped into horseback riding. I'm 6 foot, 280 pounds.
Ooh, yeah.
The horse pooped itself and almost died, so they had to give me a Clydesdale.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
You get on the horse's back.
Airlift them out.
This is not for you.
Listen live on demandontheradio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
So what is that thing that you do for your significant other that you would never do on your own? This one texted over to us at 833-YO-DUMMY. One of the things I do for my significant other, just going to Walt Disney World. Mahoney, I know that you're a big Disney fan.
Yeah.
But I also get how a bunch of adults aren't Disney fans.
Yeah.
But if you're with somebody, like, do you think that you could be with somebody, because you're such a Disney fan, that hated Disney?
No.
No.
Because
that would be a deal breaker
if
for
you. You know, having kids, I'm going to indoctrinate the hell out of them with all the old school Disney movies.
But what if your significant other was cool with going to Disney because they knew that you liked it? But you knew that they secretly hated it.
I wouldn't want somebody to do something they secretly hated. Or if I knew they didn't like it, I wouldn't make them do it.
Really?
Minus, you know, certain things.
I just like how it burned it down over Disney. That's crazy to me. You love Disney that much?
It's just a part of, like, how I grew up, you know? Just the same thing. Like, I've talked about my wife. I'm like, if you ever left me, I'm like, I'm not going to, like, go date, like, a 22-year-old. Because, one, all of my humor revolves around a specific time from like 1978 to like 1986. You know, if you weren't born in that time frame.
What are you talking about? 86?
Like, if you weren't born in that time frame.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Not saying all my references are from 1985. I'm saying if you were born, you grew up in a similar time frame that I grew up in, then, you know, We would do that, but it's. I wouldn't force somebody to do that.
Cassidy in Mission Beach said, "Yeah, I think this is a pretty obvious answer, but there is pretty much everything in the bedroom is what I would put on this list, with the exception of one thing with my significant other."
That's a little scary. Is that a cry for help? Are you okay, Cassidy?
Taking one for the team. What are you doing?
But she enjoys one thing, and then everything else is like, fine, I'll do it.
Either she, why are you in that relationship?
Well, sometimes there's certain things that we do in the bedroom that is specifically just for the other person.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be with somebody who did not want to, who didn't enjoy at least it to a something.
Your jaw locks up, okay? Like, it's not like somebody's enjoying it. Like, who is this for?
I talk for a living. My jaw's never locked up once.
Nah, you're not doing something right.
Jaws. Yeah.
I'm a pro.
This one got texted over to us as well. I'm going to flip the script here. My family hated my wife when we first got together back in 2013. It took until 2020 for them to be respectful towards her. She always came to my family functions. Kudos to my wife.
That is nuts.
Man, if you're with somebody, I mean, if you're talking, okay, you get together in 2013 and they don't like her or him at first, I get it, mm-hmm. right? But if you're with them for 7 years and you're moving towards marriage and you've gotten married and everything else, like, your family's got to button it up at some point.
Absolutely.
Or cut them out.
I mean, just fake it, man.
She's
like,
trying.
I see you 3 times a year. Just fake it.
Like, I've got children with this person.
Yeah.
Settle down, Grandma.
Yeah, that feels like
just because she didn't vote for who you did.
Mm-hmm. This one from Alyssa said, I straight up had a baby because he wanted to. How many relationships do you know like that?
Oh.
Where only one of the people in the relationship wants a baby and the other person's like, okay.
That is a big thing that you need to have a conversation with before you even come to that conclusion of, I guess I'll have a kid.
You're right, Dave, though. That happens all the time.
Well, and I mean, you see couples where it's much worse, where neither of them really want a kid, but they think that having a kid is going to save the relationship that already sucks to begin with. And you're like, hey, man,
nope.
That ain't going to make it better.
Uh-huh.
That's going to make it
way worse.
Really complicated for about 18 years.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is it just me, or do a lot of shows that, like, recap their last episode always tend to just throw stuff in that, one, never actually happened in the previous episode, or two, something that you have no memory of? Get it right, people. Recap, people.
Message deleted.
I don't like shows that don't do the recap.
Especially after, like, a long season.
I mean, even without a long season, even on binging a show, and it goes episode to episode, I want the recap because I want to know what to expect in the coming episode. Like, show me all of the stuff that has happened that is relevant to where we're going for this episode.
Foreshadow some stuff.
Like, the whole thing with Game of Thrones is that there were so many moving parts and so many characters and so many different houses and uncles and all of this stuff. I didn't think that they did a good enough job of recapping it as it went along. For me, it always took me about halfway through the episode to figure out who was who and what was what. And then,
dude, they were color-coded by hair, man.
Yeah, but you only knew them by their color coding. I could hardly ever remember names.
That fixed it for me. I watched the first season, and it was confusing. And then, like, I watched the first season again, and then you figured it out at that point.
I didn't even know they were color-coded by hair.
Yeah, man.
Like, that helps.
The Lannisters are all blonde. The Starks were basically redheads.
Oh.
You know, I mean, come on.
Are you guys good with remembering, like, binge show, like, names, character names?
No. I'll watch an entire series, and I'll be like, what's his name?
Do you remember Jason Bateman's character's name in Ozark?
Jason Bateman.
I'm watching Your Honor. I call Bryan Cranston. Like, yeah, I feel really bad.
Did he ever even say dad's name?
I don't even know. And I feel bad because I have an emotional attachment to...
It's Michael DeCiato or whatever.
Bryan Cranston sounds better.
Bryan Cranston's better, yeah.
Michael.
He's not a Michael.
You're
not a Michael.
You're Bryan.
Watch a whole series. No idea what their name is. The lead.
Yeah,
do we still not know the name of Jason Bateman in Ozark?
No, I thought we were going to speculate. I have no idea.
It's just Jason.
No idea. I haven't watched it.
Or what about his wife?
But we know Walter White.
Wife.
Marty Bird.
Marty.
So many hours I've wasted on that show, and I just had to re-remember his name.
Well, because there's so much to remember from all of the binging that a name is on the absolute back burner. So,
yeah.
Why I kind of like how Disney Plus is doing it versus how Netflix is with some of their series when they're releasing them each week by week. I know it's like, oh, because they're just trying to drag out and get more money from you. One, it's way cheaper than Netflix, first and foremost. I just paid my Netflix yesterday, $18. But you get way more invested going week by week than you do when there's like 10 episodes that drop and you binge 10 in like a day. And then you forget. That's what happens to me every season of Peaky Blinders. I love that show, but I forget everything about it, and I don't think about it other than that one day when it drops. Mm-hmm. Whereas The Mandalorian, WandaVision, I am grossly invested into both of those series.
There is something that is very special about sitting down on your couch on like a Sunday night, and you go, man, what are we going to watch tonight? And then you realize, oh, a new episode of Blank is out tonight. Like, that's so exciting. Or when you get the notification, I don't know if you guys get the push notifications on your phone. It's like a new episode of Your Honor is on show. I'm like, oh.
I'm going to sit down and binge watch it.
I've got 1 hour of entertainment.
No, you look forward to it.
No, for real.
Like Sundays,
I'll text my wife and be like, guess who we have tonight? Because I got the notification.
It was Sopranos, Game of Thrones.
Like, I produced it.
Yes. It's the new production of Your Honor.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't have a Sunday thing to look forward to. I mean, you got John Oliver on Sundays, but that's not, I mean, that's news. That's not entertainment.
But you're not watching Your Honor yet. I mean, that just wrapped up this past Sunday, but that was a regular Sunday show for a while there. Is Billions ever coming back? Do we know?
I saw a commercial for it.
Did you?
Because
like, it just went away. It was like six episodes in, just disappeared.
Speaking of things that we want recapped, I kind of like commercials that tease the upcoming season or the upcoming show where like Ian seeing that for Billions, I enjoy that. That's whenever I enjoy commercials.
I'm with you.
Trailers.
Trailers, same thing, but it's got to be the right amount of tease because I don't like it when they over-tease and then they show you too much of the stuff about what's going to happen.
Before
I watch a movie, I don't even want to watch the trailer. If I decide that I want to watch a movie, and I prefer not to see a trailer for it because it spoils too much of it.
So, in my favorite book series, which is by Raymond Feist, he wrote 20-some-odd books. I never read the back covers ever because sometimes it's like half the book is summarized and you're like, man, I don't want to know. I want to be surprised when I get there. I don't want to know exactly where it's going.
Sometimes you need to know exactly where things are going though. Have a conversation.
Disagree.
Oh, surprise?
Yeah, surprise me every time.
Okay.
With the plot line and the thing and the finger.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so if you guys had to become an inanimate object, like something that wasn't real, obviously, for a day, what would it be? You'd just be the object, so, you know, don't think it's like a Beauty and the Beast situation here or anything like that.
Message deleted.
If I had to choose to be an inanimate object for the day, what would I be? I mean, it can be something that can be animate. It doesn't have to be totally inanimate, right?
I suppose so.
Like, I'd be like a football or something.
What if people just kicking you and throwing you?
I know.
What happens if you're a football that doesn't get used? Like, you were just like somebody's old football that's just like in the back of their trunk.
It's got cobwebs on it.
Yeah. Like, you're just never used.
Of course you would think of me as an old football that never gets used. Oh, God. This is the story of my life.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So much of the country is still getting clobbered right now by this winter weather, and we have a couple of people with us that are listening along and watching along today. Copper, who is down in Houston, said finally got power back and said the reason that much of this is going on in Texas is because some of the nuclear power sites that were shut down weren't winterized because they weren't expecting this type of weather.
Yeah.
And there's not enough natural gas plants that were scheduled to be online this time of year because demand is usually low. And so what happens is when you have some of these sites going offline that you expect to be online, then all of a sudden the grid starts to get overwhelmed. And next thing you know, they have to start doing these rolling blackouts and some of the grid just fails. Texas girl who's in Corpus Christi and with us this morning said that she is on day number 3 without power.
So awful. I mean, with kids trying to stay
elderly
warm,
people, yeah.
And the fact that we're in, not only is all this going on, icy roads, crazy snow, this crazy weather, but also still the pandemic still happening.
Yep.
All of that, like, holy cow. And we thought 2021 was going to be better.
Well, the issue is not going to be solved in the next couple of days, or saying.
Unfortunately,
another cold front is rolling through, and so they're
second
saying
storm sitting. Yeah.
Yep. That much of the country is still getting crushed by it right now, which just stinks. I don't know if you guys have any friends that live in Texas, and if you've been following along, but definitely feel for people, especially the ones like you said, Audrey, that have the little babies that they're trying to keep warm. Because I mean, what do you do, right? I mean, if you're landlocked in a city that is without power, and hotels that do have power are literally $1,000 a night for a Ramada, like we've been seeing.
You can't go there.
Can't go there. That's not sustainable.
We like I said in our chat, Texas girl said that she had her kids in four sets of clothes. You know, they had four shirts, four pairs of pants on.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you could only put on so much and then, like, maybe get blankets. Yeah. I've got a couple friends who are in Dallas who had power outages as well. And, like, luckily for them, they had gas fireplaces.
Oh, okay.
So they were able to, like, kind of warm up. But even that is, you know, kind of dangerous.
That's an
as
inconvenience.
Well,
it's just not
carbon
as
monoxide and everything else that goes along with that. Yeah. So you got to be careful.
I'm seeing people putting their kids just in the car. Just get
warm. That's the really, you got to be real careful about that.
Well, especially if there's garages and stuff like that.
No, not in the garage.
No, but I mean, people do stuff when they don't think about it, you know? And it's just.
Jeez Louise.
So thankfully, and there's a long way to go here, so this isn't great news yet, but Ariel Young, that's a 5-year-old girl who was hurt in that car crash that involved Kansas City Chiefs linebackers coach Britt Reed, the son of Andy Reed. She is awake from the coma, still unresponsive, so still a long way to go here. But is breathing on her own, which is a big deal. So that shows that there is some level of brain function. And it looks, hopefully, like it's moving in the right direction. But again, a long way to go. Ariel is one of two children injured when his truck hit two stop cars on the highway. It was on the on-ramp on February 4th. This girl has been in critical condition since the collision. She sustained swelling and bleeding in the brain, which caused the coma. And her 4-year-old cousin was also injured in the crash. Her injuries were not life-threatening, but thankfully this 5-year-old girl has awoken from the coma. But again, to say that we know what the long-term effects are going to be, it's way too early for that.
You know, I haven't seen anything that I'm a Chiefs fan, and I think the Chiefs need to take care of these kids.
Without
everything,
question.
Like above and beyond. And I'm glad that they fired Britt. You know, I mean, the indefinite leave that he's on, I think that was the right move as well. But they have to take care of this family. It's just innocent 5-year-olds. And, like, what is this dude doing? Like, 2 days before the Super Bowl and you're drunk and you're driving. Like, what were you thinking?
He wasn't, clearly, thinking that he was invincible because he was in the position that he was in. You know what I mean? Sucks.
So an update for you in case you're wondering how things are going in the life of Pac-Man Jones. He is the ex-NFL star who is a hell of a player, but, constantly in trouble
always
off the field.
Always a gun in his sweatpants.
Always a gun in his sweatpants.
He was involved in the shooting in Las Vegas with the bouncer who I believe was paralyzed.
Paralyzed,
yeah.
Yep,
so
yep.
A real piece of garbage,
Well,
that,
that's
Pac-Man.
That's just one of numerous things.
That
where
was
he's
the first
been,
one.
Where
really.
He's been caught on tape getting into all these violent fights. Well, another one just emerged. This one, a video shows a pretty wild bar fight where he gets arrested. You can hear people begging for the violence to stop. Bar stools are flying all over the place. People went crashing to the ground. It's pretty surprising that more people weren't hurt. It all began when Pac-Man, who's now 37, and someone from his crew left a bar in Cincinnati, and the security staff wouldn't let them back in. So he pushed his way back in, started getting all aggressive. He knocked the security guy out, then proceeded to kick the guy in the head multiple times.
Dude needs to be in prison, plain and simple.
That's when a lot of the staff stepped in and the video starts. So he said he was not drunk and believes that the surveillance video will back his story.
Doesn't that make
it even worse
if you're that violent? We saw the surveillance video of everything that was going down and how violent that was.
Yep.
That makes it somehow even worse.
Yep.
What a dope.
So, yeah. What would be your argument? Oh, no, I was sober and I just decided to beat the crap out of this guy. Yep.
Oh, so you're just admitting to how big of a menace that you are. Again, I hope a judge throws the book. Much like how he threw the chair, I hope a judge throws the book at him in the same manner.
He threw a chair?
Yeah.
He threw a bar stool, yeah. So basically, there's been a lot of talk about the foreclosures that are going on, or potential foreclosures in the country because of everything that's happened in this past year. The Biden administration extended federal protections for homeowners, barring foreclosures into June and giving more time for mortgage forbearance. So the actions will prevent banks from pursuing foreclosures on federally backed mortgages, which is a lot of them, and prolong the application period for forbearance on those mortgages, which allows owners to pause or reduce payments through June. Now, Biden's action will also provide for 6 months of forbearance eligibility in three-month increments for those who enroll before the June 30th deadline. But the problem with the forbearance is that a lot of people just go, oh, cool, I can do the forbearance on my mortgage, and then that's that. Well, the issue is that, I mean, the money still accrues, right? And so at the end of, say, 3 months or 6 months or 9 months or a year, depending on how long it's going on, that money still comes due.
They don't add it on to the end of your mortgage? That's just...
It all depends on the bank, and it all depends on the situation. But the thought would be, oh, well, you just basically pause it, and then it just... The loan just doesn't go down.
Could you imagine paying a year's worth of mortgages in a month?
All up front, right? Yeah, I mean, so just do your due diligence with this sort of thing. It seems like great news that they're extending this, and probably for a lot of people it is, especially if they've been out of work or they had reduced hours or income or whatever it may be, which is the case for many people.
Well, especially as we go into these winter months.
But the issue is that the banks don't really have their ish together either on this.
Nobody
and so
does.
As a result of that, they're not really giving people all of the information that they need up front for this what's going to happen. And they just sort of go, oh, yeah, we'll figure it out down the road. And then normally that works out real poorly for the consumer.
This is really frightening. Yeah. I mean, truly thinking about like, well, because I mean, honestly, I hate to be this type of person, but just like the banks thinking that they have your best interest at hand, like that's not the
when
case.
Do they ever?
Like,
yeah.
No. So, I mean,
they
that
charge
just...
me money when I don't have money.
Right.
Like, that's why I've never turned on the overdraft fees, whatever, because it's like they make billions of dollars a year in overdraft fees, and then process that for a second.
You can turn your overdraft fees off?
Yes, you can. And I recommend
everyone.
Well, they don't tell you that because they want you to get hit with them, right?
They want you to take the overdraft fees because that's where they want you to be able to overdraft because then they make even more money. It is nuts.
It's sick.
Yep.
But just thinking, billions to my year. Point, just thinking about people at the very end of this, like you said, Dave, just drowning in however much a year and a half worth of mortgage.
No, thank you.
It's heavy stuff, man. So just be careful.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
The Missed Connection Inspection is where people take to the internet and they'll put up these posts for individuals that they've many times just had a brief encounter with. Maybe it's a one-time thing. Maybe it's been numerous occasions where they've run into the same person. But they want more than just those brief encounters. And so what do? They post on Craigslist and say, hey, we should hook up. But many times they're just sort of, you know, shooting into the breeze because that would assume that the other person was also trolling Craigslist, hoping that person was looking for them.
I mean, Dave,
which does happen sometimes.
If you get a bite on that line, you know you're reeling it in.
This one, I find so hard to believe, but here we are. It's entitled, To the Hot Travolta Guy. I'm aware this is a long shot. You are older. You wear football shirts with the Travolta name on the back. I think you're in your 40s. I'm only 19. I must say, I love your body. I melt when I watch you work out. You don't talk much, but you said hello to me on Sunday morning. You made this girl's knees weak. Your eyes are amazing.
Fake.
It's got to be
fake,
right?
This is Travolta.
This is him. This is 100% him posting about himself.
Does he just print this out and leave this around his house? Like, look at all these girls. Yeah. There's no way. There's a 19-year-old who's fawning over a 40-something-year-old guy wearing a football jersey with Travolta on the back. Get out of here.
Hey, John Travolta's father was a semi-professional American football player.
Was he really?
And then he turned into a tire salesman.
Okay.
Either way.
Is that real?
Yeah. Okay. Salvatore Travolta.
Okay.
And then John Travolta did a movie with Fred Durst called The Fan.
It all went downhill for
the Fanatic.
Full circle.
Yeah, this one is entitled Big Lots. You were with your mother. We talked about movies in the DVD section. Tell me what type of cable you wanted.
Hold up.
Sexual tension was real.
Hold up.
The beginning,
there's
middle, and end.
There's a DVD section still at Big Lots?
Hell yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
You could buy like four for a dollar.
Man, I haven't been to I need to go to a Big Lots then.
You could get Groundhog's Day and Caddyshack in one DVD, man. It's crazy.
Man, I will say though, I walk past that $5 bin at Walmart sometimes. I'm like, oh, we'll see what's up.
Oh, the dollar spot at Target is the place to be, man. Yeah.
Not during a pandemic. You know how many people are touching a mosaic?
I mean,
through
I'm not
DVDs.
Touching stuff. I'm looking at it, though.
No, thank you.
Mahoney's got a broom to like move all the DVDs around. This one is entitled, It Begins Simply, ... We met here on this forum. Chat was simply enough to start. We both wanted more. And that's when we knew that We all wanted to give you something, give each other something that could alter the past, whatever that means. Our chats became deeper as the connection grew. Then it vanished as quickly as it started. Perhaps fear of meeting a new guy was more than you could bear. Nevertheless, I still seek that forbidden connection, awaiting your response.
Drugs. This is all about drugs. They did drugs together one time. And
is that what it
now
is?
Now he needs more drugs. Also, a lot of times that does happen.
Hey, I'm out of drugs. Do you have any more drugs?
Also, if you're like in, you know, this sounds like two people who are both in relationships and they're looking for something else, I guess, before they punt on their current relationships. Has any of those, like these wild things that you talk about?
Fantasies?
Online? They never pan out.
True. No,
like,
of course not.
Like, even the text, like, the sexting, like, I'm going to do all this. No, you're not.
Even if all of that actually happens and you meet up and you do hook up, there's so much anticipation, it's over.
It's never. I was so disappointed.
I was too excited. I'm sorry.
Like, as a dude, like, who waited till I was, like, 19 to lose my virginity, I was so disappointed.
Waited like I was on purpose.
Of course it was. Yeah, I was just so disappointed because you're like, this should be awesome, right? Yeah. And then it's just like, oh, this is all right.
This one's entitled Cute White Girl. Tell me how this sits with you, Audrey. Good-looking Filipino guy here. You're a great-looking chick. Fit and very seductive look to your eyes. Just how I like them. Hit me up. We'll grab wine. My treat.
Oh, he's buying the wine?
Well, I mean, it better be your treat.
Audrey,
can you imagine
being
like, hey, you chick that's fit with the seductive eyes, just how I like them. Let's go get wine, your treat.
Listen, my love language is words of affirmation, so he's already off to a great start.
All right, so it does work for you.
I look fit, I got seductive eyes, and you're buying wine.
Bink works.
You're the hot chick.
Oh, yeah, that is. Well, I mean, what else would you call someone, though?
A beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
A lovely lady.
Oh, wait, no. Oh. If it's misconnection inspection, it's usually like yummy.
Yummy. Oh, yeah.
It's like chick is basically one step above piece of ass. Like, true. that is not a great descriptor.
Okay, this one says, the girl I worked on at the spa. I worked on your muscles at the spa. You said how much you love my strong hands and sense of connection and intuition. I would love to see you outside the spa sometime. Bruh, that was your opportunity. Like, you're rubbing her down, and she's like, I love your strong hands and our sense of connection and intuition.
At one shot.
That was your shot. You missed it.
Sorry, boss.
Also, would recommend anyone who's never had a massage from a male masseuse to do so.
No, it freaks me out.
Nah, they have strong hands.
Wait a minute.
Hands.
You get the male masseuse?
I've had a male masseuse before.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't care who's rubbing me down. It all feels the same. Feels good.
Close whatever, my man. Eyes, shave your mustache, whatever. I can't tell.
Yeah, you can exfoliate my back with your beard.
Ew, Mahoney. Well, I mean, there would be so many beard oils, so I bet it would be easier.
This one's entitled Tight Leggings at Texas Roadhouse. Saw you at Texas Roadhouse. We both caught each other checking each other out. If you see this by chance, hit me up with hair color and your tight-fitting leggings.
Ew, I hate that they give me the word tight.
How about this one?
Are you wearing tight leggings to eat a big-ass steak dinner?
How about...
If it's a nice steak dinner? Yeah. No. But if it's like
Texas Roadhouse?
Texas Roadhouse. Yeah. You can wear some leggings to a roadhouse.
And a big old shirt. So that way my stomach can just expand and nobody sees ish.
This one is entitled Hipster Honeys at Home Depot. You, two cute and handsome flannel-wearing boys just looking for some mulch. Holland Swamp Queens. What? Let us help your gardening endeavors. What?
I'm trying to use this green.
Dude, I'm going to respond to this. That sounds great.
Hell yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. What's next is what's now. Discover the future.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So prepare to be shocked, but the man who screamed, I'm a federal marshal, was not actually a federal marshal. There was reports of a suspicious person. His name is James. He's 54 years old. He was observed fleeing the scene in a tan-colored Lincoln SUV because, of course, it was a tan-colored Lincoln SUV.
Well, just call it a Navigator because what other... Well, I guess they have those smaller ones now. But I consider those crossovers.
The caller reported that her husband, who had been exercising in a fitness center, observed the suspect in the parking lot rummaging through their golf cart. When they confronted the guy, the 54-year-old James displayed a silver badge and told them that he was a Buffalo police officer. Once authorities got a hold of him, he advised deputies that he was a U.S. Marshal and provided a Buffalo Special Police ID card. He kept insisting that he was a U.S. Marshal and needed to leave. Important note, he was not driving his vehicle. It was actually a rental, and it was damaged when he was trying to flee. So this dude started rifling through somebody's golf cart in Miami, of all places, and he was claiming that he was a cop and that he was also a federal marshal. Two actual cops. Mm-hmm. Just a bad idea all the way around.
Do we know if he actually paid for the extra insurance, though, with the rental car?
Probably not.
Also,
doesn't sound like somebody who has a lot of forethought.
No. Check with your car insurance currently, because a lot of the times it will cover you driving somebody else's car.
So a woman
just get you there. They dinging you.
Faked ovarian cancer to lavish lifestyle and has now been sentenced to prison.
Yes.
33 months, not enough time.
No.
The woman from the UK was given by generous well-wishers who believe that they actually, you know, she was actually sick. If you're the sort of person who is going to pretend to be going through cancer when so many people are having to deal with how devastating that is in real life, throw the book at her. 33 months is not nearly enough.
Literally, throw the book. I mean, like, put her in front of a wall and throw books at her.
Just chuck books at her.
What the grossest part about this is to me is that, like, apparently, I mean, I don't know how she was able to go into, like, hospitals or if she was, like, faking it. Like, Munchausen's, isn't that what that is? Like, whenever you pretend you have an illness or whatever, but she was able to get into the hospital bed and posing all of these pictures online of her seemingly faking ovarian cancer.
Taking all the money from her GoFundMe, putting it in her bank account, and then would take all that money and go gambling and take trips to Italy and to Spain at their expense. The judge told her that she was cunning and manipulative, which is just, again,
33
not
months
enough.
Is not nearly enough for faking something like that, man. Like, I mean, like, that is horrendous.
That's just what? If that's math. A little over 2 years?
Yeah. 2.5.
That's not...
Almost three.
I
36
mean...
36 months is...
How long would it take for you to even, like, get bail for how much money she's, like, swindled from people on a GoFundMe? Like, I mean, I want to know how much money she got. I want to know, like... I don't know.
To
it
take advantage
like really
of people
egregious.
Who are trying to help people who are dealing with something like that is the scum of the earth.
Because cancer has probably affected everyone in some way, shape, or form throughout their entire life. You know, maybe not directly, but maybe a friend of a friend, but certainly a lot of families as well. Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like you just don't say you do it.
Right.
Oh, Krusty Indy in her chat said part of her sentence should be volunteering and helping cancer patients.
Yes.
Now keep her away from people.
Yeah, probably.
Isolation. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like show her some, like, person who actually went through this.
33 months of hard labor. Like, put her in one of those prisons.
We send her to China.
So,
jeez, Moni.
Boston Red Sox officials say the team is taking an incident very seriously, and they're working with the Boston Police Department to identify alleged trespassers and determine how they breached the oldest Major League Baseball stadium in the country. A spokesperson for the team told the Boston Globe that the incident happened just about 1 a.m. on February 7th. Two young men broke into Fenway Park, and then they put themselves on TikTok inside of the park. So, you know.
Real smart.
Nice.
Cool.
Hey.
Gonna be hard,
I think
gonna
I saw
be hard
that
to
one.
Track these guys down. Good. Good call.
I think I saw that one.
Good
they were in call. The middle doing like a little dance.
Steven Gutierrez, 37 years old, whose law license was and is currently revoked, was pulled over Monday night and arrested on a felony cocaine charge. Now, you may remember this guy because he was the lawyer who was in court and his pants literally caught on fire while he was representing somebody in an arson trial.
His vape exploded,
he had a vape in his pocket. And, I mean, it's just ironic that it's whole liar, pants on fire, and his pants actually catch on fire while the dude is on trial for arson, of all things.
If you don't have a lawyer who vapes in Florida, you are behind the eight ball already, man.
Yeah, speaking
Whoa,
of eight balls,
eight ball.
He got pulled over, and they found a whole bunch of cocaine. So an officer saw a bulge in his pocket, believed it was a knife, turned out to be a metal cylinder with white powder inside, and he just spontaneously blurted out, "That's cocaine."
Do you think he might have been on cocaine?
Yeah,
when that
I'm guessing so, yeah.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
So Lazy Bones Mahomes is a real-life game of trying to figure out how incredibly lazy Mahoney actually is behind the scenes. So all of these facts came from his wife, and Audrey and I are trying to figure out which one of these is not true. So only one is not true, believe it or not. And Ned is joining us on the show today. Hey, Ned, how's it going, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Great to have you on. Thank you for joining us. You've been listening, obviously, for a long time. Do you feel like you have a good grasp on how lazy Mahoney is?
Well, yeah, I'm like his biggest fan, man.
All right, so best of luck to you. We are all trying to figure out which one is not true. Ian has all three facts direct from Mahoney's wife. Here we go.
All right, story number one. Mahoney showers at least twice a week, and previously, when he was more sedentary, that was sufficient to keep him from smelling like a hot onion. However, he has been walking up a storm lately and hasn't upped his shower frequency. It would be less of a problem if he were wearing deodorant these days, but he's also not doing that. Now, normally he wears deodorant, but he ran out about 2 weeks ago. I happen to use an Old Spice antiperspirant deodorant combo myself and have offered to let him use one of the many sticks I have in reserve so that I never end up in the position he's in. He refused because, quote, antiperspirants, it's too tough on my supple pits, baby. But he also won't go to Target to buy deodorant, so here we are. Sorry, Audrey and Dave.
Well, I feel like I can pop this lie bubble right now. I'm sitting right next to you. I don't smell your pits.
Thank you.
When's the last time you showered?
What's today? Monday?
You haven't showered since Monday?
I didn't shower yesterday. I showered on Monday.
So we... Do you smell anything as you get a little closer? So
I don't smell anything.
We share our fitness and like how much we move on the Apple Fitness Plus thing.
Yeah.
And on Monday, you burned 1,272 calories. Yesterday,
just active calories.
Not total calories. And then yesterday, you burned 1,399 calories, and you haven't showered.
Monday night.
But you burnt 1,400 active calories yesterday.
After that, yeah.
No, yesterday.
My wife was in the shower. I didn't have time.
Ugh.
Audrey, if you see what's in my Amazon cart.
Old Spice. We've been talking about it. They didn't have wolf thorn or bear claw.
I haven't been using deodorant. I've been using the there's a little bit left in there. I mean, the things could turn sideways and the plastic scrape in my armpit, but I'm still using it.
You're nasty. All right. So that's story number one. Ned, how does that sit with you? Does that sound true or fake?
I think that might be the fake one, especially with Audrey right there. But knowing his wife, I think that would be too easy since you guys are all sharing a room together.
She is always trying to trick us. Okay, here we go. On to number two.
Story number two. We all know Mahoney blew a couple of grand to buy a Peloton that he has ridden three times. Mm-hmm. It stresses me out to think of the money he set on fire, so I try to ride it every other day or so to feel like it's less of a waste. It currently resides in our master bathroom. I'm sorry, I can't get through that. You have a Peloton in the bathroom. Currently resides in our master bathroom because there is no other space with enough of a flat surface, but I unplug it after each use so as to not to create a tripping hazard. Last weekend, I was on the Peloton, and Mahoney was about to take his bi-weekly shower. He was surveying his beard and decided it needed a trim, but he was also charging his Fitbit and his Apple Watch, so instead of unplugging one of his devices, he unplugged the Peloton. Mind you, I'm mid-ride to plug in his clippers. I stared at him in disbelief, and he said, quote, "Do you want me to shower or not, baby? You can't have it both ways."
So true.
That sounds so true.
So
there's no way that you're
all of you. That's true.
I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to all of the digital fitness stuff, because I've been doing that a couple of times where I'm in mid workout and the internet will start to freeze and I just get so pissed.
No, same.
Oh, if I was your wife, I would have unclipped and beat your ass with my little Peloton shoe.
Let me just tell you this. let me fill you in on this, because we had the Peloton in the master bathroom, but we don't subscribe to the Peloton service. So
okay.
She was watching Two Bears, One Cave on her iPad.
What kind of weird porn is that?
It's a podcast with Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura. It's great. And so it doesn't even log what she does because we don't pay the $45 a month for the Peloton subscription.
Uh-huh.
She was just writing.
That's your justification?
You can use the Peloton without power.
But the adjustments and...
You can do it all. That's all. It's all manual.
Huh.
You don't need that. That's just somebody telling you what to do. You don't need it to be plugged in. So I needed to shave this beard. Look at how clean and
lined
up it is.
It looks terrible, first off.
It looks good.
Wait, so you can unplug it and still ride?
Yes.
Well, no, but not with the class. And he's saying
we don't have the class. Don't have the class.
That sounds kind of fake to me. What do you think, Ned?
I feel like that's true.
I feel like it's true, too. Yeah, I feel like he unplugged it while she was mid-ride and then screamed all of these justifications at her while he was climbing in the shower.
All right. Number three. What
all right. Third and final story. Mahoney and I recently began seeing a general practitioner again after our beloved doctor retired a few years ago. The new doctor told us that people who floss live 7 years longer than those who don't, so it has lit a fire under Mahoney to begin flossing his chompers.
7 years?
Well, sort of. It has lit a fire under Mahoney to ask me to use my water pick on him nightly because flossing, quote, hurts my finger so bad, baby. Ugh. And yes, you heard that right. He doesn't borrow my water pick. He has me use my water pick on his teeth because, quote, you're so much better at it than I am, baby.
That is absolutely true.
Oh my gosh. That and the dental floss hurts your fingers.
They have those little flossing sticks. You
I
know,
have
that you
really
can...
big hands, and it's hard for me to get my fingers in my mouth. And the water pick just does really good stuff. But I will say, very
you do not have very big. Hold up your fingers. Those are normal size fingers.
Holy cow, look at those.
You are training your wife to be your night nurse. Like,
what is
this? Yes. You are capable. You are 39.
These are kielbasa sausage fingers.
We got to make some decisions here. So we have the deodorant number one. We have the Peloton number two. We have floss number three. Audrey, what is your final decision? What are you going with?
I think that I'm going with number two, the Peloton being totally true, because I can just see him doing that and I can see her face just in total shock. I also think that number one is true.
So you think deodorant and Peloton are true, you think floss is fake?
I think floss is fake.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
You hope. All right. So
Dave, what are we thinking?
I got to think the Peloton is fake. There's no way you're unplugging the Peloton mid-ride. Even if she can use it without it being plugged in and all that stuff, you don't have to charge multiple devices. You don't have to charge your...
We have two outlets in our...
You don't have to charge your Fitbit and your, and
I did.
Your Apple
they were,
Watch.
I was down to 5%.
Get out of here
5%.
With that nonsense.
No way. It charges
no
in
way.
The shower.
No way. You'd be a monster to do that. Ned, over to you.
I think number two is 100% true. Number one, I think that he is showering frequently enough to right where he's not going to be smelling right now. And so I think number three is false because I think that 7 years added to your life is a bit too much for just
Okay. Interesting. You think the doctor is the one that's full of it here. The laziness knows all bounds. However, the doctor is the liar. All right. So both Audrey and Ned saying the flossing is the fake one. I'm going the Peloton is the fake one. Ian.
Dave. I'm so sorry. You're incorrect.
Damn it.
So sorry.
Damn it.
Audrey and Ned. You came through today. Correct.
You're the worst.
Very nice.
Mid-ride, you unplug your mid-ride?
She's
mid-ride, who does that?
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So I'm not one to tell people how to live their lives if they're not hurting anyone else and it makes them happy. Like, who really cares what they do, right? But sometimes you got to go, hey, man, like, are you overdoing a little bit with this?
What's going on?
Let me give you an example. A Russian woman who is 23 who welcomed 10 surrogate babies in 10 months with her millionaire husband, 56, they hope to have 105 children carried by other women. She was a single mom after giving birth to her daughter at the age of 17, and she met this guy, 56, while holidaying in Georgia. The couple quickly falling in love. Christina, who insists upon a strict childcare routine, claims that her brood of 10 babies sleep from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. each night and said the family's nannies record each and every detail of the children in a set of diaries, but has 10 surrogate babies in 10 months.
No, I don't like
this.
They're
not beanie babies. They're actual babies.
And wants to have 105.
And you said that these are millionaires?
Well, she is 23, and she's married to a 56-year-old guy who is a millionaire.
Dude,
so
this sounds like she wants a TV show.
I mean, this is beyond a TV show.
Like,
though. I mean, it's like
105 kids. I mean, there is no marital things that could make up for 105 babies.
I think that's bad for the environment. Like, that's too many people.
Well, I mean,
John and Kate plus 8 sort of has a ring. Does Gleep and Christina plus 105, does that also?
Doesn't quite have the same ring.
Doesn't have the same ring
roll off the tongue.
One guy and 105 kids because she's guy probably going to end up leaving
one guy in 105.
That has a ring to it. Yeah. But we'd have to dip.
Sorry, Christina. Yeah, you're out.
I mean, he's going to probably eventually lose all of his millions to 105 kids, and then she's going to lose interest. Yeah. She's only 20.
That's a small school.
Oh, if they get divorced? Oh, my God. The child support payments?
She's trying to get big-ass child support.
Yeah, man.
So people are kinder thanks to the pandemic. Do you guys agree with this?
No.
So there was a survey of 2,000 people conducted by Travelodge. Found that people...
What's going on at Travelodge? They have found
people are friendlier to each other in the last year, made more of an effort to stay in touch with their relatives, and donated more to food banks and other charitable organizations. The survey also found that people have been talking to strangers more frequently and even surprising friends with gifts. The research found that one-third of people believe random acts of kindness to be contagious, a real pay-it-forward vibe in action.
Why is Travelodge doing a survey of are people being nicer?
Dude, they're bored. Not many people are traveling right now.
Also, who's talking to strangers more often now?
But I mean, when you see less people and you interact with less people, you become nicer to the people that you do see.
I think that's something that people are donating and thinking of stuff, but I don't think like I'm a kinder-hearted person. I think that's because you're an awful, rotten person to the core.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's not so much just about you, though, right? I mean, don't you feel like other people, when you interact with them, are nicer?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Audrey?
No. I don't think that they're necessarily meaner, though, either. I think that more people are worried about themselves right now. I feel like everybody is, like, all for one and one for me. Like, nobody cares about anybody else, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Just when you grow up in a place that's really, really cold, and the Midwest has a reputation, I mean, really, really cold is, like, 95% of the country right this very moment.
Yeah.
But
very cold.
When you grow up in a really cold climate, the idea is that when you see people, it's kind of a treat, right? Because you spend so many of the winter months locked inside. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you go to a place that's overpopulated and you're constantly surrounded by people, you get a lot more annoyed with people a lot quicker. And you also see the bad side of people a lot more frequently.
So like Minnesota. Minnesota nice is a thing.
It's a thing.
But
yeah,
South Dakota and North Dakota get almost as much snow and they're a-holes. North Dakota, a-holes.
What do you know anybody from North Dakota?
North Dakota, who is in our chat, is from North Dakota. He is wonderful.
Lots of a-holes there.
What?
No. Wyoming. Wise guys.
Who's ever met an a-hole from Wyoming? What are you talking about?
Wise guys from Wyoming.
That's right.
You're so stupid.
You are silly.
Speaking of it being cold, cannabis lounges become one Oklahoma's town only place for shelter for people that are homeless with all these sub-freezing temperatures and the snow all over the place and the ice all over town. They're actually turning the cannabis lounges into shelters for the town's homeless population, which if I am homeless and I don't have anywhere else to go, and they're like, turns out the one place that you can go is Bud's Lounge, Bud's with a Z.
Any word if old Joel Olstein in Houston is taking people in?
I'm gonna guess that's probably no.
No, you dipped out on the floods, and now you're going to dip out on the freeze. I love and hate the fact that
Bud's has been providing overnight shelter to a handful of people and providing food care packages, clothing, blankets for 24 people experiencing homelessness, including 7 children, she said.
Yeah.
About 20 people per day are using the warming station, and they're hooking them up with all the essentials to be able to survive the awful weather.
I love this company, but I hate that this is the only one who's like really doing this right now, and they don't have the infrastructure in place. That sucks.
It does. And finally, I don't know how you guys would react here, but there's an Australian couple that has the internet mad at them right now because there was a snake on their windshield of their car, which is the most Australian thing ever, and they were using their windshield wipers to get it off. And
it never works. You can't even get a bug off of your windshield.
And everyone's like, how could you do that to that poor snake? Facebook users were saying that they were being cruel to the snake and they should have just pulled over to the side of the road. I mean, the couple was kind of like laughing and screaming as the snake was sliding across the hood of their car. Do you know how long the snake was? It was a 10-foot long snake.
And people are trying to be apologists.
Yes, like you're being mean to the snake by hitting it with a windshield wiper.
Did they do the wiper fluid too? Please just add insult to injury with the snake and just drown him while he's just getting hit in the face. Just constantly.
I mean, if any 10-foot snake surprises me, anything that I have handy to get rid of it.
A 10-foot anything surprises me. We'll see what happens.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash!
So if you are just tuning in this morning, breaking news that Rush Limbaugh has passed away at 70 years old. His family announced just a few minutes ago. Obviously, he has had lung cancer for quite some time, and they didn't expect him to make it this long. It just did seem like it came out of nowhere, though, didn't it? I mean, it seemed like it came real quickly out of nowhere that all of a sudden hadn't heard much about him and then gone.
I mean, I would, you know, one of the stations in our cluster, we hear Rush Limbaugh on, and like I could hear it, in, you know, walking by some of the broadcast equipment. Like I heard him, I thought I felt like I heard him last week.
Yeah, I don't know if he was actually on last week or not. I don't think so.
I don't know.
As far as live, but they may have been playing a best of or something. But yeah, Rush Limbaugh at 70 years old has passed away. So another celebrity liquor. In fact, there's two major celebrities announcing that they are releasing tequilas. One is Kevin Hart, and one is Kendall Jenner. Who do you think is going to be more successful?
Kevin Hart.
No, I think Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner.
Yeah. So the only thing that that makes me want to say Kevin Hart is because he does such great as far as like promotion, like promotional type of
stuff.
He's
hilarious, yeah.
And I think Kendall, I mean, I guess their family really just knows how to turn nothing
into billions of dollars. Yeah, also it depends on price point, too, and availability.
So hers is called 818, and it's selling for about $60 a bottle. But what's interesting about the way that they did it is supposedly this tequila has been like a mystery in the tequila scene because they've been ramping it up where they've been taking it to all of these different competitions and it's been winning all of these awards, but they had no idea whose tequila it was. And they're like, why this tequila keeps winning all these awards, but nobody can find it anywhere. What's going on? And then the whole idea is that they were building this up to win all these awards. And then it drops that she's partnered with them. And I don't know if she had been along for the entire ride or just they had built this brand. And then they said, hey, Kendall, do you want to partner on this and use your clout to try to blow this up? But I imagine that it's going to be wildly successful. The question is, do we need another tequila?
The because Rock has one.
The Rock has one. Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad have one. Yep.
Casamigos.
Well,
that's sold, though, and that's what kicked it off. He sold that for,
George Clooney one is the one.
But it was George Clooney and Cindy Crawford's husband, right?
Randy Gerber. Yeah. And sold for what?
$1 billion?
$1.3 billion or something like that, and that's what started it, and then Ryan Reynolds has a gin, and I just don't know if we need more celebrity liquors, but it was just, I found it interesting that Kendall Jenner and Kevin Hart, within like 24 hours of each other, both announced that they're launching tequila.
Aren't you pissed off at
Kevin Hart?
Like, hey man,
what are you doing?
We've done a bunch of buddy movies.
What is it, Audrey?
The bottle for Kendall Jenner is so boring. I would not pick that up off of the shelf.
It looks okay.
It's very, very bland. Clean. It just says 818.
To me, whenever I'm looking at it, even from like beer's perspective, we talk about this for Beer for Breakfast on Friday. If you have an awesome label, even wine. Sometimes with wine, I don't even know what I'm getting. I just look at the label.
Does anyone really know what they get with a wine? You just walk in, you're like, oh, it looks all right.
That looks basic.
Yeah,
I like basic design, though.
Well, that's because you're a basic bitch.
Minimalist. Yeah. Minimalist.
Do we know the cost per bottle for this?
She said 60.
$70.
Oh, $70.
$69.99.
Yeah. No way. But I mean, maybe a $20 bottle.
If you look at the way that the bourbon world has gone into, and you're not going to see a lot of celebrity bourbons come out because bourbons take years and years and years to age.
Yeah.
And whereas like things like vodkas and gins and some tequilas can be made pretty much very, very quickly. Vodkas basically can be made overnight just distilling it. So I don't know. It's an interesting world. I like the more craft spirits. I like craft beer. The more options that are out there, I'm all for. So if this tequila is as good as they're saying it is, maybe it will have some success. And my guess is it probably will because they take every other one of the dumb brands that they did. Like if you would have said, hey, Kylie Jenner's going to make a $500 million off a dumb lip liner, I'd have been like, no way. And then here we are.
Listen, the cosmetic world, that she got in at the perfect time, and the cosmetic world was booming and still is.
Whether you like the Kardashians or the Jenners or not, the name is going to get people talking about it. Here we are.
True.
Talking about it.
Free advertising for the 818.
Razor, who's in Georgia, said, don't forget about Crystal Head Vodka from Dan Aykroyd.
That is so bad, though.
Coolest bottle, though.
I love Dan Aykroyd.
Did I ever tell you my Crystal Head Vodka story? So one time I stayed at the Hard Rock, and, you know, this is many years ago. They comped me a room there, and I was excited. They're like, hey, we want you to come check it because they just opened some new suites.
New towers,
want you to come check it out. And so check into the room, and it's awesome, and there's the bar there. It's all loaded with the liquor because it's one of the fancy suites that has all the stuff in the room that you can just buy and just, you know, enjoy, but then they charge you $1 million when you check out. And I walked over and I was looking at it, and they had one of the Crystal Heads, and I was like, somebody has opened this.
No.
Somebody had opened the Crystal Head vodka, drank all of the vodka, filled it back up with water, and then closed it off. So I had to call the front desk. And you know, like, the you feel like you're lying to them, even though you're not. I'm like, no, somebody already drank all the vodka. I just checked in. I almost got scammed out of like $600 for a bottle of Crystal Head Dan Aykroyd vodka. No.
$600?
That's, I mean, that's the in the room vodka, of course they're going to charge you that.
So
yeah.
I remember that time because they caught me a room too, but you had a much better room than I did.
Yeah.
It was me.
I probably was. So Larry King's estranged wife is showing what a wonderful person she is. Sean King, the seventh wife of the famed broadcaster who has passed away, still legally married to him when he died on January 23rd, despite
weren't living together, correct?
No, they filed for divorce back in August of 2019, Audrey, so you're exactly right. They'd been on the outs and everything
COVID
else.
COVID and everything, yeah. Made getting divorced much harder.
She said she was surprised to learn that he had updated his will secretly in a handwritten document penned shortly after his divorce that excluded her, and now she is going to take it to court and try to make sure that she gets some of the money. Interestingly, this lists the estate as only being worth $2 million, which I thought we heard reports it was like $300 million.
Larry King was worth way more than $2
million. I mean, according to numerous stories that I've seen, including this one, it said the $2 million estate is being left to his five children.
See, TMZ said that he's worth $144 million.
So that's probably assets included.
Or maybe like an estate, like here's this trust.
Maybe that's before everything's liquidated or something. Yeah. Maybe,
also,
perhaps.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, I find it so gross when people are fighting over, like, somebody just died who you cared about and is your baby's daddy or whatever.
Cared
about
in quotations.
Much worse when it's somebody that you obviously don't care about because they had gotten divorced and she's still trying to go take the kid's money.
But what I'm going to do when I die, I'm going to purposely make it so that everybody fights.
Man, I'm getting that couch you foreclosed on.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey, if you had to guess how many TikTok videos you've done that you deleted, what number would that be, and how many of those were you dancing?
Message deleted.
So I actually have posted a few videos on my TikTok, but majority of them are actually just like promoting the show. And I have done one TikTok that I did delete, and it was the leggings trend.
What was that?
Are those the ones that make your butt look good?
Yeah. Well, I posted I deleted it because I got self-conscious.
Did your butt not look good enough?
No, it did look great. But well, I reposted it back because I was just like, oh, do I want to be like that girl who like goes viral on TikTok just because I'm posting my ass? And it is the only video that has been
If I could post my ass on TikTok and go viral, I would.
For sure, in a second.
Ain't nobody wants to
see I've never done a dance because I'm not coordinated. My hips crack.
You know though?
I'm very creaky.
I would like you to go have an individual conversation with all the people out there that are doing dances on TikTok that are also not coordinated, but they think they look great. It's like all the people that are doing the lip sync videos that think that they're great, and it's just so cringy, man. Like TikTok is cringe city.
Central.
I'm there for the comedy. Like there are
a lot of really funny stuff on there.
I'm not there for the dumb dancing, lip syncing, thirst trapping. Like that
like
stuff is so whack to me.
Teenager garbage.
Yeah.
And then you got like a 50-year-old dude doing it.
Stacy said, if you got it, flaunt it, Audrey.
I did. It's there. It's still there. Wait, so thinking about it makes me sweaty.
Wait, so the video's still up? So people can go to your TikTok right now, at Audrey on air, and see your butt. The butt that you're embarrassed of.
See, I was her butt double.
Yes. That would have been so funny. That would have gone viral.
If Audrey just went to drop it, and there's just Mahoney just ba-boom.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is it just me, or all movies becoming the same plot line with just a minor twist? I don't know. Looking for something new, different.
Message
Hollywood
deleted.
Hollywood has some of the least creative people in the world working
there.
That is
such a stupid take. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. At the executive level? Sure, they do.
The audience wants the exact same thing. They want a happy ending to an action movie or a love story.
You think about like the last 2 years, what was a movie that like, there's been two movies that I think were kind of outside the bubble a little bit. And I think one being Knives Out, which was great. And the other one being Tenet. The rest are just kind of boring. I'm talking about big movies, not
Once
all
Upon
the
a Time
stuff.
In Hollywood. That was a big movie from a couple of years ago.
Dude, Tenet was a great way to pass the time. That was probably the best review I heard of that movie. A great way to pass the time.
Dang, it's worth a second
brutal.
Watch.
Because you need to watch it a second time.
Yeah, they go, it's a crappy Inception.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I actually liked it just as much as I liked Inception.
I agree with Mahoney, though. We need some new stuff. Fresh. New ideas. Get some new people in there. Let's recycle.
Like, think about the movies that were made in the 80s. Like, all the crazy, like, Hacker Man from the 80s.
Why don't we do a Weekend at Bernie's? Why don't we attempt those?
Like, where are the... It's a cult film. Or Army of Darkness.
See,
what
the,
are
in
these
the army
references?
Now, that's why you guys can't be in charge, because you're dumb hipsters who only want things that entertain you, and you are not the
we
norm.
We like everything, man. Like, I'm a cinephile. I love movies. I've watched probably more movies than you will in your entire life already at this point, Dave.
Is that an accomplishment? Ooh, yes. Congratulations.
I'm a student of it.
Ah, see, Kyle has a good one there. He said Willow. Now, Willow was a jam from back in the
day. But where's the movie? Like, the best they could come up with is like, maybe we should make Willow too, but Val Kilmer's not going to be it. How are you going to have Willow without Matt Mardigan?
I mean, Val Kilmer's getting up there, man.
No, I know, but you still, how are you going to do it without Matt Mardigan?
No, see, that's the problem, is that they keep trying to get all nostalgic and having this. It's like Harrison Ford
stop
being
making
in the
remakes.
New Indiana Jones. Like, stop that, man. That's what needs to go away.
Pass the torch.
Don't you say Shia LaBeouf.
To Shia LaBeouf.
I'm going
to
fight you.
Like we saw in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
That was so bad.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Take a minute and listen to me. Just you, man. Across from you sits a big tooth white male. Not only is he a big tooth ugly son of a bitch, but this guy is amazing. Not only is he a mother, you know, because he's had a lot of kids and, but this guy, I hear him on the radio last time, my homie. There's this guy that you work with. And he's like, hi, my name's Dave, and call my friends. And then he does this whole spew, all that bullshit, man. MLS 94. Twister, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Rap God, ain't got shit on you.
Message deleted.
Look, I know that Ivan smokes a lot of weed, and I didn't know it was possible to overdose on weed, but we have first-hand account of that happening. What in the hell was he talking about?
I think he was talking about you doing an endorsement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You spitting out, like he was saying that you were talking so fast.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you thought you were rapping.
You thought I was rapping that?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Mahoney, I think that Audrey put this story into the news today because it reminds her of you. In fact, I think that she actually titled this, "This Has Mahoney in 5 Years Written All Over It."
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh.
Some What's dude that, put 11 speed bumps near his house because he was getting annoyed by loud vehicles that would go by fast for his liking.
Accurate or no?
Yeah. There's kids that play in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Slow down.
You have no kids, but still. He said, actually, I wanted
Doesn't
to make
mean
the
I can't
speed.
I look out for all the kids in the neighborhood.
Wanted to make the speed humps, but the asphalt hardened so quickly that they could, they couldn't really be flattened, so they became speed bumps. This made the road inaccessible to all cars except for four-wheel drive vehicles.
Oh,
said.
No.
So, yes.
May have overdone it just a touch. And speaking of overdoing it, North Carolina firefighters had to get dispatched to a restaurant only to discover that it was not, in fact, on fire. They were called to a restaurant at a fire on Saturday night, discovered that the smoke reported by a passerby wasn't the result of a fire, but rather 10,000 chicken wings the eatery staff was preparing for orders for the big game. So this is the week before last, right? Workers at Ronnie's Pizza in Clemens, North Carolina, told local media in Greensboro that a motorist called the fire department after seeing a plume of smoke coming from the restaurant on February 6th. And it turns out it wasn't actually on fire. The restaurant, which bills itself the home of the Buffalo Wings, thanked the firefighters who came out, made sure all of them were fed well, got a few laughs, and got a great picture, the restaurant wrote on social media.
So they only sold 10,000 wings?
Like 10,000 chicken wings is
a lot.
I feel like I could at least eat 200.
Especially if you're at the home of the Buffalo Wing.
Yeah, this is the home of the Buffalo Wing.
You could not eat 200 wings.
You could not.
There's 0% chance you could eat 200 wings.
Who do you think you are? Mr. Dunk, the basketball dunking, bending over, jumping. Like, you can't eat 200.
I mean, all day I could, yeah.
No, you couldn't.
All day?
No.
In an entire day.
One full day, you could not eat 200 wings.
If you give him time to prep for it, I think he could.
Unsauced?
They would have to be. I would like sauced and then fried again, because that is the real way. You fry it a little bit, crispy. You pull it out, sauce it, and then throw it back in the fryer to really get that crunch.
So you're going to make them make you 200 very bougie wings?
Yeah. Would you like to make a wager on this as well?
Dave, it's a healthy year, so this is going to have to wait till a fat year.
No, you can have a cheat
day.
Oh,
you can have a cheat day.
200 wings.
Yeah. Well, hold on. How many wings or how many calories are in a single wing?
At least 100. They're saying 43, but that's 43. That's unsauced and not deep fried.
Okay. How many? Why am I doing this on the radio? Calories. I have to finish now. I've already started.
I think you could do it. I really do.
559. This isn't right.
Battered chicken wing contains 159 calories. Yeah, I believe that.
Oh, man.
11 grams of fat. It's battered and fried. Because it's battered and fried. What happens if you just did naked wings?
Oh, who wants to eat naked wings?
I don't know. I feel like you have to just make it.
No,
easier.
Man. If you're going to do it, you got to make it.
That is 33,400 calories.
Enough
all day?
Oh, come on. Bring it on, man. I got $1,000 on that.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
All right. Who's ready to go clubbing?
No. Are they opening clubs? No.
Yes. Hakkasan Group announced yesterday they're going to reopen three of the venues here in Las Vegas. According to the news release, Omnia at Caesars Palace and Wet Republic at MGM Grand going to reopen on Friday, March 5th. Liquid Lounge at Aria is also going to reopen on Friday, March 12th. The release notes that there's an adherence with the restrictions here in the state of Nevada for clubs and day clubs. All three venues will pivot from their regular offerings. The venues have been moved to a touchless menu system via a scannable QR code. And VIP sections will be separated to allow for physical distancing and rigorous cleaning plans. Reservations are required for hotel and non-hotel guests, and all visitors must be 21 or over. No general admission is permitted under the current local restrictions. This doesn't bother me at all. Like, if people want to go out to clubs at this point and all the same stuff is in place that is anywhere else, it's not like this is going to be more dangerous than going to a absolutely jam-packed Home Depot or grocery store. Okay. And if it gets
or
people to work
casino
and...
casino in general.
Yeah.
Right.
And, right, like casinos. I was out on Saturday night because wife and I went out to dinner, and it was slammed.
Shocked, not surprised. I think that we talk about it
way beyond the 25%.
I mean, people have been going through and doing this for about a year now. The exhaustion of you know, if we're doing all of the rules that you're setting in place, like let us still kind of exist. You know what I mean? Like open up. If you're going to have the casinos being open up, having Hakkasan would probably be the next step going in the right direction, especially since there's a vaccine out. So I'm here for it.
Do I need a proof of a vaccine and a clean STD check to get in? Because can we make that a thing?
Everyone's like, yeah, we're cool with the vaccine test, but that STD thing,
no,
be cool, yeah. But I mean, cases have been going way down. So I don't know if you saw the numbers that got posted yesterday. There's only 277 new cases reported in the entire state yesterday, which is dramatically down from the 3,000 plus that we had there for a long time. So it's moving in the right direction, not out of the woods yet, but like the fact that people are starting to be able to get back to work and make some money and all that good stuff. You guys have a great day. Thanks for hanging.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.